It's the weekend, so relax and listen to some stories the whole family can enjoy. That's right, it's the Saturday Story Circle, here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
I'm Jack Ward, and it's time for another adventure with Story Circle Theater, the place where fairy tales, comedy, mystery, and classics of old and new live. Now, on to the next adventure in the Story Circle.
Welcome to Story Circle Theater, where some of our favorite friends share some of our favorite stories. I'm your narrator, Adam Copeland. I'll be reading The Buckwheat by Hans Christian Andersen. So join the circle, relax, and enjoy the story. The Buckwheat. Very often, after a violent thunderstorm, a field of buckwheat appears blackened and singed as if a flame of fire had passed over it. The country people say that this appearance is caused by lightning. But I will tell you what the sparrow says. And the sparrow heard it from an old willow tree, which grew near a field of buckwheat, and is there still. It is a large, venerable tree, though a little crippled by age. The trunk has been split, and out of the crevice, grass and bramble grow. The tree bends forward slightly, and the branches hang quite down to the ground, just like green hair. Corn grows in the surrounding fields, not only rye and barley, but oats, pretty oats, that when ripe, look like a number of little golden canary birds sitting on a bough. The corn has a smiling look, and the heaviest and richest ears bend their heads low, as if in pious humility. Once there was also a field of buckwheat. This field was exactly opposite to old willow tree. The buckwheat did not bend like the other grain, but erected its head proudly and stiffly on the stem. "I am as valuable as any other corn," said he. "And I'm much handsomer. My flowers are as beautiful as the bloom of an apple blossom, and it is a pleasure to look at us. Do you know of anything prettier than we are, you old willow tree?" And the willow tree nodded his head, as if he would say,
"Indeed I do."
But the buckwheat spread itself out with pride and said, "Stupid tree. He's so old that grass grows out of his body." There arose a terrible storm. All the field flowers folded their leaves together or bowed their little heads while the storm passed over them. But the buckwheat stood erect in its pride.
"Bend your head as we do,"
said the flowers. "I have no occasion to do so," replied the buckflowers.
"Bend your head as we do," cried the ears of corn. "The angel of the storm is coming. His wings spread from the sky above to the earth beneath. He will strike you down before you can cry mercy."
"But I will not bend my head," said the buckwheat.
"Close your flowers and bend your leaves," said the willow tree. "Do not look at the lightning when the cloud bursts. Even men cannot do that. In a flash of lightning, heaven opens, and we can look in. But the sight will strike even human beings blind. What then must happen to us, who only grow out of the earth, and are so inferior to them if we even venture buckwheat?"
"Inferior indeed," said the buckwheat. "Now I intend to have a peep into heaven." Proudly and boldly he looked up while the lightning flashed across the sky, as if the whole world were in flames. When the dreadful storm had passed, the flowers and the corn raised their drooping head in pure still air, refreshed by the rain. But the buckwheat lay like a weed in the field, burnt to blackness by the lightning. The branches of the old willow tree rustled in the wind, and large water drops fell from green leaves as if the old willow tree were weeping. Then the sparrows asked why he was weeping, when all around him seemed so cheerful.
"See,"
they said. "How the sun shines and the clouds float in the blue sky. Do you not smell the sweet perfume from the flowers and the brush? Wherefore do you weep, old willow tree?" Then the willow told them of the haughty pride of the buckwheat and the punishment which followed in consequence. This is the story told to me by the sparrow, one evening when I begged them to relate some tale to me. We hope you enjoyed today's story, read to you by me, Adam Copeland, your narrator. Original theme music by Douglas C. Grunwald. Background music by David Fesslian of FesslianStudios.com and used with his permission.
Thank you for joining us today at Story Circle Theater, a member of the Mutual Audio Network. If you have a story to tell, contact us at mutualaudio@gmail.com. And we'll see you again next time for another story.
If you want a huge selection of audio drama, some of the newest ones out there as they come out, then do find Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network, which is the new home of the Sonic Society, the world's longest-running, largest showcase of modern audio drama. You can find us on the Sunday Showcase feed, or if you want to hear all of the day's worth of audio, then you can find it on the main Mutual Audio Network feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.